This is Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, July 27, 2026. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. In West Michigan news, the eight people found dead in a Grand Haven Township home Friday are Christopher and Mandy Karolkevich and their six children. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports police say they are investigating the deaths as a possible murder-suicide.
The family that reside in this residence are deceased, two adults and six children.
Captain Jacob Sparks with the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department says Grand Haven Township firefighters called to the house on Riverside Trail Friday morning. We're investigating smoke in the residence when they discovered the eight bodies.
Some of the victims inside the residence did have gunshot wounds to their bodies. We're looking at the theory of murder-suicide.
Captain Sparks says it's possible the fire, which created a lot of smoke but little structural damage, may have been deliberately set.
Given the circumstances, we believe that that's a possibility, that the fire was intentionally set.
Captain Sparks says he's not aware of any previous problems in the home.
Not that I know of, no. I have no history at this house as far as I know.
On social media sites, relatives say the dead include 39-year-old substitute elementary school teacher Mandy Karolkevich, her 47-year-old husband Christopher, and their six children.
Between 5 and 15 years of age, this is a tragic event. No matter how you slice it, it's a tragic event.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Secretary of State and gubernatorial candidate Jocelyn Benson campaigned today in West Michigan, supporting down-ticket Democratic candidates in key state legislative districts. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Benson is launching her Road to Trifecta campaign tour. First stop, Muskegon at the Coffee Factory, part of a new housing development. This is where Benson addressed affordable housing and the need for state and local governments to work together.
I understand the nuances and importance of respecting local leadership, working with mayors who have that same goal, and local developers, so that we're in concert trying to identify the right places, the right laws, the right things to streamline, and the right investments to make so we're building affordable housing for all.
She also stumped for local Democrats like Rebecca Amidon, running for Muskegon's 32nd Senate District, and Joseph McCluskey for Holland's 86th House District. When asked about the high-stakes battle for the U.S. Senate seat between Democrats Abdul El-Sayed and Haley Stevens, Benson said,
"We all want to reduce costs. We all want to increase wages. We all want to stand up to corruption. We all want to make sure that we are prepared to take on anyone who gets in the way of those goals. And so I will be focused on hopefully leading this ticket on the other side of this primary, unifying voters and our candidates."
Benson faces former Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson in the Democratic primary for the governor's seat. I'm Dee Morrison.
On Friday, Kent County leaders, stakeholders, and residents, along with their four-legged friends, gathered for the grand opening of Wallfield Dog Park. WGVU's David Limbaugh was there.
We're honored in a way that we can be part of what my parents started back in the 83.
Fritz Wallfield Jr.'s parents donated the original 50 acres that served as the starting point for Wallfield Park in northern Kent County. Over 40 years later, the Wallfield family cut the ribbon on the park's latest expansion, Wallfield Dog Park, the first dedicated dog park in the Kent County park system.
I worked side by side with my father my whole life, or while he was around, and he was so generous in many ways that I thought, why can't I do this on the second generation?
The Wallfield family, which operates the Fritz Wallfield Construction Company, contributed $120,000 toward the $5.1 million total. The four-acre dog park includes a swimming pond with dog beach and jumping dock, walking trails, activity field, and a dog wash station.
When we first envisioned it on that conceptual drawing back in 2018, I could vision it because I'm in the business and say, you know what, we got to be part of this and look at reality of what it is today.
Other park improvements include a new entrance, parking lot, pavilions, and a mountain bike trailhead restroom, made possible through public investment, private philanthropy, and community partnerships. I'm David Limbaugh.
The Kent County Community Fest is expanding this year. Two events will be held to better serve residents across the county. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
Following up on what organizers call a successful inaugural community fest last summer, Kent County's now expanding the celebration this summer by adding a second event. This year, residents are invited to attend two free family-friendly community fest events designed to bring neighbors together and connect people with county services. Both events offer things like free backpacks, school supplies, ice cream, and big trucks will also be on display, including fire engines. Plus, there will be a meet and greet with the sheriff's office mounted unit and their horses. Residents will have the opportunity to meet representatives as well from 20 county departments and community partners like the Animal Shelter, County Clerk's Office, the Health Department, John Ball Zoo, and more. Again, there will be two events. The Kent County South Community Fest will be held Wednesday, July 29th at Brewer Park from 4 to 7, and Kent County North Fest will be held Thursday, August 13th at the Kent County North Campus from 4 until 7. Admission and parking are free at both events, and no registration is needed. I'm Jennifer Moss.
And there's a new section of trail to explore along Ottawa County's Macatawa River Greenway with the completion of a 2-mile connector. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
The Macatawa River Greenway stretches from Lake Michigan through Holland and Zeeland along Lake Macatawa and the River Corridor, designed to protect and restore natural lands while creating opportunities for recreation along miles of trails and pathways. The newest section is a 2-mile Middle Macatawa connector linking Hawthorne Park and the Upper Macatawa Natural Area. Ottawa County Parks and Recreation Director Jason Shamlin.
We worked in partnership with Holland Charter Township, Zeeland Township participated, and then the Outdoor Discovery Network provided easements and allowed us to build a trail connector through their property as well. It really was a collaborative effort.
The project includes improvements at Hawthorne Park, formerly Hawthorne Pond.
A new trailhead there, a restroom building, additional parking, the drinking fountain, and such to support visitors.
The next section set for improvement is the Upper Macatawa Natural Area, which includes a trailhead, restrooms, and a changing facility for mountain bike trail riders. Shamlin notes partial funding comes from the Ottawa County Parks Millage, up for renewal on the August 4th ballot. I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up, WGVU's Shelley Irwin speaks with Shannon Carney-Oleksik from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan on nourishing communities. In state news, the final debate of the Democratic primary to nominate a candidate for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat is tonight. Congresswoman Haley Stevens is considered the centrist candidate in the race, while former health official Abdul El-Sayed is a progressive favorite. The race has been heated and often negative. Oakland University political science professor David Duleo says at this stage of the campaign, the candidates are not just trying to win over voters, but to get supporters to vote.
This is an opportunity for both of them to convince folks who are in their camps to take the next step and return that absentee ballot, go out to the early voting site, or show up on Election Day.
Michigan's early in-person voting period continues through Sunday. The deadline to request an absentee ballot is next Monday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has endorsed Congresswoman Haley Stevens in the U.S. Senate race. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Whitmer has held back from weighing in until now, but has warned against the increasingly harsh rhetoric in the Senate primary, a must-win for Democrats this year. Whitmer cited Stevens' record in Congress and her work on the Obama administration's Auto Rescue Task Force.
She knows what Michigan families are going through, and that's how I know she will always put Michigan first.
Former health official Abdul El-Sayed is a progressive favorite. An El-Sayed spokesperson says, quote, "The corporate establishment has made their pick. Now Michigan voters will get to make theirs." I'm Rick Pluta.
And the Gordie Howe International Bridge has opened for car and truck traffic today after 8 years of construction and recent political tension. That came to a head when American officials were uninvited to a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the span held in Windsor after President Trump announced a new round of tariffs against Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says the Gordie Howe Bridge highlights the two countries' bond despite tension with the White House.
We'll not back down and we'll negotiate from a position of strength as a top trading partner, because I know that both Canadians and Americans are better off when we work together instead of standing apart.
The U.S. and Canada will split Gordie Howe toll revenue 50-50 for the next 15 years. That represents a change from the original agreement, which would have seen Canada collect all toll revenue until it paid itself back for footing the entire cost of the bridge deck, splitting revenue with Michigan after that. And that is state and West Michigan news here on Focus West Michigan from WGVU. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's Shannon Carney-Oleksik joined WGVU's Shelley Irwin this morning to talk about the application process for Nourishing Communities.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and partners have committed $375,000 in grants, helping Michigan nonprofits expand access to nutritious food and nutrition education. Much we take for granted. Let's talk about it, the application process for the Nourishing Communities opportunity. Shannon Carney, Alexic to discuss. Hi, Shannon. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity to be your messenger. So let's get into the conversation. What is this grant, this Nourishing Michigan Communities, in your words?
Well, this grant is a partnership between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, as you said, but also Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Foundation and Blue Cross Complete of Michigan. It is designed for Michigan-based nonprofits working to expand nutritious food, strengthen nutrition knowledge, and build sustainable solutions. The real goal is to help make the healthy choice the easy choice for families and communities. And we're really targeting those Michigan-based nonprofits for this opportunity.
The full line to present Nourishing Communities, Nutrition Access, Education, and Impact Grant. What is this, Shannon? Goodness, according to Feeding America, 1.5 million Michigan residents, including 400,000 children, struggle to get enough to eat?
That is true, Shelley. Food insecurity does affect many Michigan communities and affect the health of those community members. We know that individuals that are food insecure have increased risks for chronic diseases like hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. And also food insecurity can really impact your mental health through stress and anxiety. We know we see this all across the spectrum. Kids who are hungry have challenges learning in school. Adults who are hungry have challenges being attentive in the workplace. So we are really seeking solutions. And those community-based solutions are critically important because we know each community is unique and has individual needs. And that's why we're having, we have this request for applications that is open for Michigan communities.
Yes, let's look at some timelines. Here we are on a Monday, the 27th of July. Are applications open?
Applications are currently open. You can find the link to the application either at miBlueDaily.com and also at bcbsm.com. Applications are due on August 14th, so there is some time to complete that application and review the full grant details. And we really encourage any of those on the line to share it broadly with those leaders in your community that you know are doing this good work around food.
Talk to me about more of the target audience. The grant invites applications from nonprofit organizations, what, striving to serve communities across Michigan by improving this access? Who needs to apply? And our grants up to, what, $50,000 will be awarded, yes?
That is correct. Up to $50,000. You have to be a 501c3 organization. And eligible products may include focusing on food distribution infrastructure, local food system improvements. It could be community gardens, nutrition education programs, food rescue efforts, really any initiatives that help increase access to healthy foods and help strengthen nutrition knowledge for community members.
Grants up to $50,000, as we mentioned. And give me an example of a strong proposal. I have about six in front of me.
A strong proposal would really take in the needs of the individual community. They would be, could have multiple partners. It could have buy-in already from community leaders. It could either be establishing, expanding, or enhancing an effort. So really we're looking for the full spectrum. It could be starting something new or building on something that's there right now and making it more sustainable or expanding the impact of that to reach more people, more segments of the population, such as seniors. So the spectrum is broad, but really focusing on sustainable. We're really looking at those investing in strategies that make access to healthy food sustainable into the future.
And you mentioned one of your partners, of course, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, the foundation, and also Blue Cross Complete of Michigan?
That is correct. We're really proud to be partnering together to bring this opportunity to Michigan communities.
All right. If you don't apply, you don't win, as they say, as a grant is being offered. Details one more time, Shannon.
The Nourishing Communities Grant, please go to miBlueDaily.com or bcbsm.com and apply before August 14th.
Wonderful. All right. Again, we are the messenger, but for such a great opportunity. Thanks, Shannon, for the great conversation. Have a great Monday.
Thank you.
And that is Focus West Michigan for Monday, July 27, 2026. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. Patrick Center is WGBU's News and Public Affairs Director. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow.